During his ministry on the earth, Jesus revealed to men the express will of God in action. That will not only provided salvation, preservation, deliverance, and total well-being for the whole man, but it provided healing for his body. The Word of God is very clear and explicit concerning man's right to be healed and to live in divine health. As you accept the fact that as surely as Jesus bore your sins, He also bore away your diseases, weaknesses, and pains, then your days of sickness will be over. The Word of God states in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's." My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do what is right in His sight, and will listen to and obey His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will not allow the diseases to come on you which came upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits and all that He has provided, for He forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distresses and destructions. He sent forth His word, and it healed them. He rescued them from their destructions. The word is God's medicine. The word in your heart produces life and health in your body. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health and healing to their body. Jesus was smitten of God with sin and sickness in order for you to go free. God redeemed the whole man, righteousness for his nature, peace for his mind, and healing for his body. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with grief and suffering. As one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He bore our weaknesses and our infirmities and carried away our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken of God, smitten by Him and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain our peace and well-being was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed and made whole. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease and sickness among the people. News of Him spread all through Syria. And the people brought all who were taken with various diseases, and those suffering severe pain, those possessed with demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and He healed them all. Believing in healing is not enough. You must know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Behold, a man with leprosy came and worshiped Jesus, saying, "If you will, you can make me clean." Jesus put forth his hand and touched the man, saying, "I will, be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of the leprosy. When Jesus entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant lies at home, paralyzed and grievously tormented." Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way. It shall be done for you as you have believed." His servant was healed in the selfsame hour. When evening came, they brought to Jesus many who were possessed with demons. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. "He himself took our infirmities and bore away our sicknesses and diseases." A ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him. So did his disciples. And then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his garment. She said, "If I only touch his clothes, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in, took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. As Jesus went from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone inside, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. It is against the will of God for you to be sick. From the beginning of time, the Word of God has offered God's healing power to any who would be obedient and come to receive. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. A great multitude came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dumb, the maimed, and many others. And they laid them at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them all. The multitude was amazed. They saw the lame walking, the blind seeing, the crippled made well, and the dumb speaking. And they praised and glorified the God of Israel. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Do not look at circumstances or feelings that appear contrary to your healing. Look at God's word and give your attention to what he says. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him. While he was by the lake, one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her, that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she said, If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, Who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. When the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Don't be afraid. Just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of Jesus. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After he put all them out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kumai, which means little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. The disciples went out and preached that men should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, the people recognized Jesus. They ran about the whole countryside and carried sick people on their pallets where they heard he was. Wherever he entered, into villages or cities or the country, they would lay the sick in marketplaces and beg him that they might touch even the border of his garment. And all who touched him were healed and made whole. Some people brought a man to him who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. The people were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb to speak." They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man to Jesus and besought him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When he had spit on the man's eyes and laid his hands on him, Jesus asked him, "Do you see anything?" The man looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees." Then Jesus laid his hands on the man's eyes again. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Jesus never refused to heal anyone. His healing power was available to anyone who would receive it. A great crowd of people came out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits were healed, and all the multitude were seeking to touch him, for a healing virtue was coming forth from him and healing them all. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up!" The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days to work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrite! Doesn't each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath kept bound for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what has bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there, he learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. He asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up! Pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and he walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. As the body of Christ, we do not have to tolerate sickness and disease any longer. Jesus has paid in full for us to be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Thank God. The thief comes only in order that he may steal and may kill and may destroy. I have come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into this world. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. And when the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? And some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he's been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have already heard me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, put their faith in him. To get results, you must believe you receive when you pray. As you do this, where healing is concerned, healing takes place in your body the moment you pray. Therefore, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, Jesus said, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was laid each day to ask alms of those who went into the temple. When he saw Peter and John going into the temple, he asked of them alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, as did John, said, look on us! The man gave them his attention, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk! And taking him by the right hand, he lifted him up. And immediately his ankles became strong and steady. He leaped up and walked and went into the temple with them, praising God. The people were amazed as they saw him walking and leaping and praising God. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits. And all of them were healed. There is no sickness, no disease so devastating to the human body that the same sacrifice at Calvary will not cancel it and wipe it away and heal your body as though sickness had never been. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. when the crowds heard Philip and saw the miracle signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. Whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And far as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise! And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. And when handkerchiefs or aprons that came from his body were carried away and laid upon the sick, the diseases immediately departed from them, and evil spirits came out of them. The father of Publius was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went to see him. And after praying and laying his hands on him, healed him. When this happened, the other people on the island who were sick with diseases came, and they were healed. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were under Satan's power, for God was with him. Sickness is a curse, but we have a greater power than that curse. We have the name of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit to rule over sickness rather than having it rule over us. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Our authority over sickness and disease does not just work automatically, it must be enforced. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing psalms of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call on the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. According to the Word of God, Jesus bore our sicknesses and our pains. Jesus bore your sicknesses for you. It could not be God's will for you to be sick with the sickness that Jesus has already suffered for you. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Every move that Jesus made and every word that he spoke was geared to destroy the works of Satan. Sickness and disease are works of Satan. Jesus could not be against sin without being against sickness and disease. Satan is the source of all three. My children, let no one deceive you and lead you astray. He who practices righteousness in purpose and thought and action is righteous, even as Jesus is righteous. He who commits sin is of Satan, the devil. For the devil himself sinned from the beginning. This is the reason the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy and completely bring to naught the works of the devil. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And again Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. And the Pharisees, who were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Is it lawful and right to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to take it?" But they held their peace. Looking around at them in anger and deeply grieved at the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." He held it out, and his hand was completely restored and made whole. Jesus, the express image of God's will, never refused to heal anyone. Power was continually going forth from him to heal all. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. Falling down at the feet of Jesus, begged him to come to his house because his only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. And Jesus went with Jairus. The people thronged him. And a woman who had suffered from an issue of blood for 12 years and had spent all her living upon physicians and could not get healed, came up behind him in the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" When everyone denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding around you and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I know that healing power has gone out from me." When the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell down at his feet, in the presence of all the people, she explained why she had touched him and how she was instantly healed. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While he was yet speaking, a man came from the house of Jairus and said to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Only believe, and she will be well." When he came to the house, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, James, and John, and the child's father and mother. All the people were weeping and mourning for her. Jesus said to them, "Do not weep, for she's not dead, but sleeping." He took her by the hand and said, "My child, arise." Her spirit returned at once, and she stood up. And then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were amazed, and they glorified God. As you meditate in the Word of God concerning healing, the force of faith rises up within you to receive God's healing power in your body. When you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ Jesus. He forgave you all your sins, having canceled and blotting out the handwriting of the note that was in force against you. He took it away from you, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, boldly triumphing over them by the cross. God has given you the name of Jesus and the authority to use that name in binding Satan and his forces. And when you take the name of Jesus and the Word of God and command him to stop his attacks against your body, all of heaven guarantees results. The Word of God shows you beyond any doubt that Jesus, fulfilling the will of God, is offering healing unconditionally. He stopped the effect of sickness and disease at every turn. In divine health, in the same way you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, decide to be well. Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the person listening to this tape. I pray and I receive and agree with them for your healing power to flow from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. In that mighty name I pray. Amen.